I live?
No, I live. You are no Dalai Lama?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
No, I don't know this.
Hare Krishna means that there is like Hinduism. Where did you learn about this program? How did you know? How did you know this? Why did you come here?
It's first time.
But how did you know?
From the Facebook.
From the Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, we are Hindus.
You are Hindus?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And in Hinduism, we are Hare Krishnas.
Hare Krishnas, okay. And Mr. Hare Krishnas is possible to...
Mr. Hare Krishna
to
is a name
come
for God.
From the Romania? To visit Romania?
Mr. Hare Krishna will not come to Romania, but we are coming. Hare Krishna is a name for God.
Ah, it's a name for God. Okay, okay.
So it is a Sanskrit name.
Sanskrit.
And
okay. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, okay. It's good. But you should come more often. They have, every Sunday they have program here.
Yes, I did it here. Yes.
Same program.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I said your vote. Is Mr. Hare Krishna coming to Bucharest?
Una fotografie dumneavoastră. Sunt foarte încântată că v-am cunoscut.
Who's got? Oh, you got the photograph. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Is Mr. Hare Krishna coming to Bucharest?
No.
Mr. Hare Krishna. Okay.
We just came from Rodiatra in Europe.
Ariatra?
Yeah. We were traveling for a month and a half.
Where?
In Germany, Italy.
Ariatra from where? Where did it start?
It started from Ukraine. Ukraine, Russia. It was mixed one. And we were just... we already got there. Everyone who is in ISKCON, they already got the blessings from Srila Prabhupada to preach the Harinam Sankirtan. And we just want to ask you some, to add your blessings.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
To do something for Srila Prabhupada now.
Yeah, very good. It's great.
Thank you so much.
We haven't had in a while coming to Hungary.
Yeah, they must too. Oh, no, they in Czech Republic.
We were in Budapest. Wow, it's an amazing temple. I went there first time when Kundala was writing me, come here, come here.
Oh, you were there?
Yes, we were. It was Padayatra just, unfortunately, for one day. Yeah, I also, like, I wanted to go to farm, but it was for it to
maybe someday.
Welcome. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, we need more Harinam. Don't have enough Harinam.
In Europe especially.
Yeah. England is the only place. London, every day they do Harinam.
Yeah, we saw it's like a dead place now. The Europe, it's only Russians in the temple. Mostly in Germany. It's when you come in some temple, there is Russian. It's kind of another one.
Anyway, if you can do it, then that's good. And that adds to the spirit. And it'll improve in time.
Maybe we'll do something here, too.
Yeah. Anyway, it's...
Just way up from Moldova.
They're happening, gradually.
Yeah, I see.
6 months ago, there was hardly anybody. Well, there were only two of them. So it's a good development. They're doing good. All right, so you go back on Pariatra now?
No, we're going back to Chisinau, to Moldova.
I'm going back to Ukraine.
So Ukraine and Moldova.
Yeah. Maybe. Will you come to Bhakti Sangama maybe next year?
Say that again.
Bhakti Sangama next
maybe
year.
You will go to Bhakti Sangama Festival?
It was dependent on the on the timing, this year it's right Radhashtami. Mm-hmm. I was actually going to go this year because last year I went to Russian festival.
So,
yeah, but now it's so close to Radhashtami that
you're
I can't.
Supposed to be there in Hungary.
Yeah, I have to be there. So so then I told Niranjan Maharaj I can't go.
So you remember me from Mayapur? I was traveling with Maharaj some months, 3 months I was traveling with him. Time is changing.
Yeah. Anyway, there's so many devotees there. In the Bhakti Sangam that go there, visitors. There's no real shortage of visitors. Even Russian devotees. It's a well populated festival.
I'm thinking to come here for some time to help Radha Govinda Prabhu.
Yeah, did you discuss that with him?
Yeah. He's very excited.
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing. Just actually two people going somewhere. I tried it before in the UK, sending Grihasthas to Manchester, Krishna Dharma Manchester, Tikshu Liverpool.
In the beginning.
Bhaktiras in the beginning. Well, it's not in the beginning. The beginning when I went there to Newcastle. Very difficult, especially if Grihastha is going to have children, because they're not going to have children, but it's still, for two people, it's a lot of work, a big city, and this is a big city. And that's the interesting thing, is that there's never been devotees here in any significant way. They just pass through. There's not many cities in the world where there's no devotees. And this is a big place, it's like Budapest, 2 million people. There's no Islam, there's nothing.
But they're good enough, so it's like so far now, especially.
When we were driving here, I was thinking, well, we could have done Harinam. Of course, yesterday it wouldn't have worked with the rain.
Yeah.
But it would have been.
But anyways, it was cool.
Yesterday was very good. It was very good. You said 50 of those people came from the Facebook for these advertisements, so that's a lot. And even today, in the beginning, it wasn't so many. Then they showed up. But preaching is a wonderful thing, and taking responsibility for preaching, it's something that you get a lot of credit for. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for spreading Krishna consciousness. It gives a lot of qualification.
Just to be qualified by you.
No, it gives qualification for practicing Krishna consciousness. But on its own, it's not enough. So you have to do both. That's why Sanatana Goswami said some people preach but don't practice, and others practice but don't preach. So that you're a perfect person because you preach and practice. So it has to be both. Just to do one, then it's. And sometimes devotees go to one extreme or the other. Someone just preaches and has never read Srimad Bhagavatam in his life, and someone just studies and they don't go out. And have to do both, because the real preaching is becoming a pure devotee. Unless you can show the result of chanting Hare Krishna, then why convince everyone to do it? So when you're marketing a product, you've got to be a consumer. You can't just try and convince everyone to buy it and you've never tried it yourself.
how I can get this presentation from Radha Govinda Prabhu.
Say that
this
again.
Presentation. It was very nice. Made it.
To get where to get it?
Yeah.
If I can give it to Radha Govinda, yeah.
I will ask him after.
Yeah, I'll just give him a copy.
Very nice, maybe, to translate that, and it was well done already.
It's a little, I'm not used to doing it with translation, but it sort of slows things a little. And the projector is
too slow, yeah?
It's not bright enough.
It was well seen.
But the presentations, the overall visuals are good. The graphics is very nice. And that's what people nowadays need. They need something to engage their minds as well.
They run somewhere in the mind.
Yeah. So they're so used to visual things. Okay, yeah, if you stay here, it'd be great.
Here we'll stay.
So it'll be a great help, I'm sure. Where would you live?
I was a brahmachari for quite some time.
6 years.
6 years, yeah. And it was... I wanted to make more... I got some projects with the cafe and with the prasadam distribution, with the harinams, and a lot of projects I had then Kishina in London. But I understood I'm too much under, not under control, but I want to make more maybe. I was thinking like that.
Anyway,
I can make something more when I have more freedom to do.
It would be certainly very useful, very helpful. It would be a very helpful thing. I'm going to take a picture of all these people. Very helpful for Radha Govinda to be able to get help. They're not in the picture.
We'll see what John Maharaj will tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should ask him.
He'll come after a couple of weeks in Moldova. We'll have discussions about my life. But it's mostly the thing is to preach in Romanian. Because in Moldova, more and more people, they don't understand Russian, and they just speak Romanian, and Moldavian is the same language. And it's the way to learn to how to preach in Romanian,
mm-hmm.
and to help him, and to help myself, and help others.
Yeah, it would be great if you did that, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, can you share with your impressions about Radha Madhava in Kyiv? You went on Ranjana's family with the Puja first time, and you saw Radha Madhava. Maybe can you say something about
it? Impression? Krishna? Very beautiful. Radharani is very beautiful. Krishna is very beautiful. And so they're very big, very, very impressive.
Thank you.
Did you expect me to say something else?
No, I just wanted to hear maybe something.
Yeah, they're very beautiful.
I was living in Charny Ashram, Kyiv, this way. I'm asking because I I saw how Indrajana Swami, he came a couple of months ago and he saw them, and I was asking his impressions, because through eyes of devotees we can understand better how we can see the deities.
You can see them as deities, you can see them as Radha Krishna.
Thank you for your precious time.
Hare Krishna. Speaks English?
No, that's why I'm here.
You don't speak.
She told me a little about herself. She had a hard life. She was with a husband that never wanted to get married. She has a daughter that is now in university with medical problems. She has had medical problems from birth. And she had a boy that died at 9. And now she has a business. She's going not that good. And she wanted more to know what she needs to do to get better in her spiritual life.
Well, her material life is not good.
Viața materială niciodată nu este bună.
So, and that's sometimes a lesson.
Și asta este de uneori o lecție.
So to recognize that there's actually not a real future in the material world.
Să ne dăm seama că nu este un viitor în lumea materială.
But our real future lies within us.
Dar adevărul nostru adevărat există în noi.
And therefore should really concentrate on spiritual development.
Și trebuie să vă concentrați pe dezvoltarea spirituală.
And the most important aspect of that spiritual development is chanting Hare Krishna.
Cel mai important aspect al dezvoltării spirituale este să încântați mantra pe care cântăm noi, mantra Hare Krishna.
And clarifying our vision of reality through the eyes of Bhagavad Gita.
Și să ne clarificăm modul în care ne vedem lucrurile prin ochii Bhagavad Gita, cartea care avem noi aici.
So those two things, that will bring real stability to her.
Aceste două lucruri vă vor aduce stabilitate.
And also give strength to tolerate these other things, the material difficulties.
Și vă va da putere să tolerați toate lucrurile grele care se întâmplă în lumea materială, în jurul viața dumneavoastră.
But that's to be expected. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the material world is a place of suffering.
Dar trebuie să ne așteptăm la lucruri grele, pentru că în Bhagavad Gita Krishna spune că lumea materială este un loc al suferinței.
So we shouldn't really expect anything different.
Deci nu ar trebui să ne așteptăm la altceva.
So that she can actually concentrate on that spiritual side of life, then that will make her life successful.
Dacă vă concentrați pe partea spirituală a vieții, vă va face viața de succes. Viața va fi de succes.
Așa este. Am trecut printr-o perioadă foarte grea. Am fost în spata, am început cu probleme datorită bătăilor. Viața care a dus-o am consumat psihic foarte mult și atunci am început să iau proporții.
She had a very tough life. Also, her husband was beating her, and as I said, her daughter was sick from the birth, and that's why also her physical is she is now bigger, and she was under a lot of stress.
Yeah. So one of the things that brings about stress.
Unul din lucrurile care aduce stresul.
That bad karma or that bad life itself.
Este acea karma grea, acea viață grea.
And the other is expectations.
Și cealaltă sunt așteptările pe care le aveți.
Well, if we expect something different.
Dacă aveți așteptări diferite.
So somehow or another, if we recognize that, yes, this is this is actually my karma.
Dacă într-un fel sau altul acceptăm că asta este karma mea.
Things are not happening by accident.
Lucrurile nu se întâmplă din accidente.
They're happening for a reason.
Se întâmplă din motive întemeiate.
And so I should just I accept that and take responsibility for my past.
Și trebuie să accept asta și să iau răspunderea a trecutului meu. Also, what her daughter should do for her life to be also to be better in also regarding medical condition.
Same thing if she's able to do it or willing to do it.
Același lucru să dezvolte viața spirituală dacă vrea să facă asta și dacă poate să facă asta.
And of course. Lifestyle is also important.
Și bineînțeles, stilul de viață este de asemenea important.
And that's why we were speaking about one aspect of lifestyle, which is diet.
De aceea vorbeam despre un aspect al vieții care este dieta.
And generally a vegetarian diet.
În general o dietă vegetariană.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Să încântăm Hare Krishna.
That mantra chanting, it will bring about a change.
Incantarea acestei mantre va duce o schimbare spre bine.
It won't necessarily change the material circumstances.
Nu neapărat va schimba circumstanțele materiale.
But it will certainly change your life.
Dar cu siguranță va schimba viața.
Give purpose in life.
Va da un scop în viață.
Because good or bad, whatever happens in life, ultimately we die.
Pentru că bine sau rău, orice se întâmplă în viață, în final oricum murim.
So, but the purpose of living is not just to die. The purpose of living is learn how to attain eternal life.
Dar scopul vieții nu este doar să murim, este cum să obținem viața eternă.
Aici
una
din întrebări, ce pot să fac?
Besides chanting Hare Krishna, what else should she do?
Bhagavad Gita.
Să citiți scripturi, să citiți cărți ca și Bhagavad Gita.
And to do that chanting and regulate her life.
Și să încantați și să vă faceți viața regulată, adică totul să fie calculat.
In other words, do the chanting by early in the morning.
Să încantați mantra dimineața de vreme.
And chanting should be done on beads.
Și încantarea trebuie realizată pe mălcele.
And
sure it has.
Yeah, a fixed number of times.
Și trebuie să stabiliți un număr fix de număr. She knows 108.
How many times does she chant?
De câte ori citiți o stop? O dată sau de mai multe ori?
De mai multe ori, de 7 ori de regulă, de 3 ori, de 7 ori, cum ți de timp?
Depends on time, 3 times, 7 times.
So you have to start with a fixed number of times.
Trebuie să începeți cu un număr fix de numere. De exemplu, o lună citesc de 4 ori în fiecare zi.
So that even if it's 3, but then it's every day 3.
Chiar dacă este 3, în fiecare zi să fie 3.
So then that becomes regulation.
Să fie regulat.
If you can do more, that's fine, but not less.
Dacă puteți face mai mult, este bine, dar niciodată mai puțin decât v-ați stabilit.
And then try to gradually increase by one round at a time.
Să încercați ușor, ușor, în timp să creșteți, cu o rundă, cu o rundă, cu timpul.
As it's practical.
Pentru că este practic. Așa cum îți vrește și nevastă practic.
And same thing when we say read Bhagavad Gita.
Și la fel când vorbim despre a citi Bhagavad Gita.
That means every day at least one verse and one explanation.
Asta înseamnă fiecare zi cel puțin un vers și o explicație, un comentariu cum este Bhagavad Gita.
So that means when you get up in the morning, then that's the first thing in the morning you do.
Asta înseamnă că atunci când vă treziți dimineața, este primul lucru pe care îl faceți.
Chanting, reading.
Să încantați, să citiți.
Have a little altar.
Să aveți un mic altar în casă. Și
yes. Yeah. You have a picture of Krishna. And then you do these things in front of the altar.
Să aveți poze cu Krishna și să faceți aceste lucruri în fața altarului.
Poze cu Krishna.
She has pictures with Krishna.
Mm-hmm. And then you offer your food to Krishna.
Și de asemenea să oferiți mâncarea lui Krishna.
E, asta n-am făcut. Fecioara Maria
Krishna. She said that Krishna and Holy Mary is something that takes part of her soul.
Okay, you talked about offering her food.
Yeah, but she made it.
Yeah.
She spunea, cum spunea mai devreme, este foarte important să oferiți mâncare.
So whatever she cooks, then she puts it on the altar first and offers.
Orice gătiți, să puneți pe altar și o oferiți.
Da, asta n-am făcut
de tămâie. Da, dar asta e altceva. Vorbim doar de mâncare.
Da,
s-o puneți pe altar și o oferiți.
Asta n-am
făcut. N-am
știut.
She didn't knew and she didn't did this.
Yeah, that's...
Seara, mulțumesc pentru fiecare zi. Dimineața, mulțumesc, dar mâncarea n-am știut.
In the evenings, she said thank you every day. She says thank you to God every day. In the morning, she says thank you every day.
Yeah.
But she never offered food.
Yeah.
Should I tell her to offer it with her own words?
She can offer it for her own words or she can learn the mantras.
Okay. O puteți să oferi cu cuvintele dumneavoastră, să spuneți cum simțiți, să spuneți că dați mâncarea aceasta lui Dumnezeu, sau puteți să aveți cu anumite mantre pe care vi le putem da.
Am înțeles. Și-o pun acolo și...
Spune, da, și-o
lăsă. Până seara.
Nu, nu. Puneți 10 minute și-o puteți mânca.
Am înțeles. Da.
Make coconut offering plate, put it on a plate, and then you put it on the altar. And then when it's finished, then you transfer, you put it on your plate, and then you can eat. What type of work does she do?
Ce lucrați?
Am un magazin al meu.
She has a shop.
Care merge cam greuț.
Which is not going very well.
And she can have in the background like music like this playing in the shop.
Puteți avea în magazin muzică de genul acesta în magazin. Puteți să cântați. Puteți să puneți la boxe să se audă muzica asta.
Păi, da, pot să pun, dar...
O să vedem, nu e problemă.
And that will bring good atmosphere. People will like it.
Și va aduce atmosferă bună, oamenilor le va plăcea să fie în magazin.
And they will want to come back and spend money.
Și vor vrea să întoarcă și să cheltuie bani.
Da, okay. Și cartea o aveți?
Bhagavad Gita?
Da,
da, este acolo, la colegiul în spate.
Da.
Dar spuneți că aveți deja sau aveți altă versiune?
Vreau să mai
iau
pentru
sigur.
Un prieten de suflet.
Da.
Sigur. One verse a day, at least, and one verse in purport.
Cel puțin un vers pe zi și comentarii. O să aveți versiunea aceasta noastră, portocalie, de Bhagavad Gita sau ce? She has a Romanian translation that is older, just with the verses. I'll give her the...
Oh, it doesn't have the purport.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there was an old translation in Romania by a philosopher, Romanian philosopher.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's better to have explanations.
Da, este mai bine, bagajul pe care avem noi sunt este cu explicații. Și ca să înțelegeți mai bine versetul.
Okay, am să iau.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Se bucură că vă cunoaște și se thank you and
help. What's her name?
Care este numele dumneavoastră?
Silvia Elena.
Silvia.
Yeah.
Doamne ajută, mulțumesc Tatălui Ceresc că am avut ocazia să vă cunosc și să primesc sfatul de la dumneavoastră.
I thank God that I had the opportunity to meet you and to receive your... It
was a pleasure to meet you. We'll see you again.
Este o plăcere și pentru mine și sper să ne mai vedem.
Cu mare drag.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you și
eu. Okay.